tries to cook and eat girl. Dawn, sometime in November. Unable to sleep. Writhing on my futon, still in a suit, my head feeling like someone has lit a bonfire on it. In it. A constant searing pain that keeps both eyes open, utterly helpless. There are no drugs, no food, no liquor that can appease the forcefulness of this greedy pain. All my muscles are stiff, all my nerves burning on fire. I'm taking Somanex by the hour, since I've run out of Dalmane, but nothing really helps. And soon even the box of Somanex is empty. Things are lying in the corner of my bedroom. A pair of girl's shoes from Edward Susan Bennis Allen. A hand with the thumb and forefinger missing. The new issue of Vanity Fair splashed with someone's blood. A cummerbund drenched with gore. And from the kitchen wafting into the bedroom is the fresh smell of blood cooking. And when I stumble up out of bed into the living room, the walls are breathing. The stench of decay smothers everything. I light a cigar, hoping the smoke will mask at least some of it. Her breasts have been chopped off and they look blue and deflated. The nipples a disconcerting shade of brown. Surrounded by dried black blood, they lie rather delicately on a china plate I bought at the Pottery Barn, on top of the Wurlitzer jukebox in the corner, though I don't remember doing this. I have also shaved all the skin and most of the muscle off her face, so that it resembles a skull with a long, flowing mane of blonde hair falling from it, which is connected to a full, cold corpse. Its eyes are open. The actual eyeballs hanging out of their sockets by their stalks. Most of her chest is indistinguishable from her neck, which looks like ground-up meat. Her stomach resembles the eggplant and goat cheese lasagna at Il Marlibro, or some other kind of dog food. The dominant colors red and white and brown. A few of her intestines are smeared across one wall, and others are mashed up into balls that lie strewn across the glass-topped coffee table. Like a long blue snake. Mutant worms. The patches of skin left on her body are blue-gray, the color of tinfoil. Her vagina has discharged a brownish, syrupy fluid that smells like a sick animal, as if that rat had been forced back up in there, had been digested or something. I spend the next 15 minutes beside myself, pulling out a bluish rope of intestine, most of it still connected to the body, and shoving it in my mouth, choking on it, and it feels moist in my mouth, and it's filled with some kind of paste, which smells bad. After an hour of digging, I detach her spinal cord and decide to Federal Express the thing without cleaning it, wrapped in tissue, under a different name, to Leona Helmsley. I want to drink this girl's blood as if it were champagne. And I plunge my face deep into what's left of her stomach, scratching my chomping jaw on a broken rib. The huge new television set is on in one of the rooms, first blaring out the Patty Winter Show, whose topic today is human dairies. Then a game show, Wheel of Fortune. And the applause coming from the studio audience sounds like static each time a new letter is turned. I'm loosening the tie I'm still wearing with a blood-soaked hand, breathing in deeply. This is my reality. Everything outside of this is like some movie I once saw. In the kitchen, I try to make meatloaf out of the girl, but it becomes too frustrating a task, and instead I spend the afternoon smearing her meat all over the walls, chewing on strips of skin I rip from her body. Then I rest by watching a tape of last week's new CBS sitcom, Murphy Brown. After that, and a large glass of J&B, I'm back in the kitchen. The head in the microwave is now completely black and hairless, and I place it in a tin pot on the stove in an attempt to boil any remaining flesh I forgot to shave off. Heaving the rest of her body into a garbage bag, my muscles slathered with Bengay, easily handling the dead weight, I decide to use whatever is left of her for a sausage of some kind. A Richard Marx CD plays on the stereo. A bag from Zabar's loaded with sourdough onion bagels and spices sits on the kitchen table, while I grind bone and fat and flesh into patties. And though it does sporadically penetrate how unacceptable some of what I'm doing actually is, I just remind myself that this thing, this girl, this meat, is nothing, is shit. and along with the Xanax, which I am now taking half-hourly, this thought momentarily calms me, and then I'm humming. Humming a theme to a show I watched often as a child. The Jetsons? The Banana Splits? Scooby-Doo? Sigmund and the Sea Monsters? I'm remembering the song, the melody, even the key it was sung in, but not the show. Was it Lidsville? Was it H.R. Puffin stuff? These questions are punctuated by other questions as diverse as, will I ever do time? And, did this girl have a trusting heart? The smell of meat and blood clouds up the condo until I don't notice it anymore. And later, my macabre joy sours, and I'm weeping for myself, unable to find solace in any of this, crying out, sobbing. I just want to be loved. Cursing the earth and everything I have been taught, principles, distinctions, choices, morals, compromises, knowledge, unity, prayer. All of it was wrong, without any final purpose. All it came down to was die or adapt. I imagine my own vacant face, the disembodied voice coming from its mouth. These are terrible times. Maggots already writhe across the human sausage. The drool pouring from my lips dribbles over them, and still I can't tell if I'm cooking any of this correctly, because I'm crying too hard, and I've never really cooked anything before.